It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, name a famous contemporary singer, six letters in the first name, four letters in the last. The second, fourth, sixth, eighth, and ninth letters, in order, spell a repeated part of a song that everyone knows. What is it? Well, the singer is Celine Dion, and those letters spell E-I-E-I-O, which is the refrain from Old MacDonald's Had a Farm.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking chorus. Like, because a chorus is repeated in a song. I was totally off. So, okay. But everybody else seemed to have gotten what this was supposed to be, because we got over 1,500 correct entries. And Nancy Wooten of San Diego, California is our puzzle winner this week. Congratulations, Nancy.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I sent at least one postcard in. But we really play more since it's been online. We tend to listen on the app, and it makes it a little easier.
Okay. And you told us that your husband actually got this, but you're playing and representing the couple.
Yes, I am.
So are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Nancy and Aisha, this is a good two-person puzzle, so I hope you'll both jump in here. I'm going to name some things that are in categories, like days of the week or U.S. states. Each one I name is next to last alphabetically in its category. You name the one that's last. For example, if I said Tuesday, you would say Wednesday, because Tuesday and Wednesday are alphabetically the last 2 days of the week.
Okay.
All right, number one is Wisconsin.
Virginia?
Well, V is before W, so...
I'm going the wrong way. W.
It's another W state, so...
It's another state that starts with W, so, after Wisconsin.
Oh, Wyoming?
Wyoming, you got it.
There we go.
October.
November.
November, well, N is before O, so... That's not it.
Oh, okay. I'm still going backwards.
You're missing something, July.
September?
August.
September, you got it. It's S.
September,
you got it. Try this one. Two, T-W-O.
With zero?
Zero. Good job, Aisha. Zero.
Oh.
It's the only digit after two.
Thanks.
Uranus, U-R-A-N-U-S.
Okay, so this is planets.
Yeah.
Venus.
Venus, you got it. Taurus, T-A-U-R-U-S. Who knows their zodiac?
I'm trying to think. So there's like Virgo?
Virgo? Virgo, yeah. We're just entering Virgo.
Okay. Thank you.
Virgo's groove, Beyonce. Okay, I got it.
White Sox. White Sox.
Oh, my goodness. Do you watch baseball?
I do.
Okay, well, this is one of the big teams.
Yankees?
Yankees, you got it. Princeton.
Oh, God.
Okay, Princeton. Okay, another one. But, you know, sometimes it's complicated what's considered Ivy League.
Yale?
Is it like
Yale? Okay, you got it, Nancy.
Got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And here's your last one, Zambia.
This is African countries?
Or any countries, but they do. The answer is in Africa. There's exactly two United Nations members whose names start with Z. Zambia is one.
Zimbabwe.
And the other, Zimbabwe. Good job, Nancy. And Aisha. Nice one.
A tough one.
It was.
Nancy, that was a tough one. He brought the heat today.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
But you did a great job. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm glad to have gotten through that. Thank you, Aisha. And Will.
You did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Nancy, what member station do you listen to?
We're sustaining members of KPBS San Diego.
Oh, yes. We love to hear that. That's Nancy Wooten of San Diego, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Paula Egan Wright of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Name part of the human body above the neck in 9 letters. Rearrange them to name another part of the human body found below the neck. Now, only some people have the first body part. Everyone has the second one. What parts of the human body are these? So again, part of the human body above the neck, 9 letters. Anagram it to name another part of the human body found below the neck. Only some people have the first body part. Everyone has the second one. What parts of the human body are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you.